The Ministry of Trade and Industry is considering a review of the policy on the cost of interest following the recent alleged fraud by some microfinance companies in the Bonahafu region. The companies whose CEOs are in BNI custody convinced their clients with a 50% interest offer on investments in 3 months. However, on the maturity date, the clients found the offices of the suspects locked up when they went to collect their monies. President Mahama has announced that their property will be held and money in their bank account handed over to the aggrieved depositors. Speaking at the launch of a commercial agricultural investment guide for the SADA zone, the sector minister, Ekosipi Ugabra, said it's wrong for microfinance companies to promise high interest rates between 30 and 100%, especially when Ghana is still a developing country. Dr. Spiu Gabra said the expert group is expected to present its report by the end of this month for Parliament to take a decision on the cost of credit.
Now, 30 banks, we really have to begin thinking about something there, because we don't want the microfinance crisis to also hit some of our banks. Small and medium enterprises in the SADA region cannot survive on 30 to 100% interest rates. So even though it should not have been the responsibility of the Ministry of Trade and Industry, I've had to create an expert group on the cost of credit in Ghana so they can write a report which is almost ready. Hopefully by the end of this month, we'll submit it to the cabinet. So there's some very important policy decisions to be taken, because interest rate caps are not uncommon around the world. In fact, in a country like Canada, it's a crime in their laws to increase interest rate beyond what certain amounts that have been prescribed. But here, it's a free-for-all. And yes, we are a poor country where we need the lowest interest rate possible. So at a time when world interest rates, on average, are below 5%, in the United States, when they increased rates by 0.25, it became a big deal. But they have not increased rates for 7 years. There are countries where you have negative rates below zero, in the Nordic countries. Other countries in Asia, 0, 1, 2, 3. And yet, we are importing everything to this country except low interest rates. So it's a matter that is very peculiar.